your takeaways from this one?
I thought for good stretches of the game, we played well. Thought we got away from it, you know, especially in the second period, turning some pucks over. Obviously, we took another 5-minute major. We got to cut that out of our game. Saying that, I give our guys credit. We dug in there in the third. We only had to kill 3 minutes because it was 4-on-4 for the first two, so that helped us a little bit. But I thought the guys bared down in the third to get that kill, and I thought Chewy was very good in the net in the third period too. And then we found a way to, you know, get some offense going. Obviously, you know, capitalize on a turnover. Ryan Green just scored a goal from a tough angle, so that was great to see. But I still like our effort, but we still have to learn from some things again tonight that can hurt you. You know, as you're continuing to get into these more important games in the second half in Hockey East, which I think we all know is a very difficult league, and it's just going to keep coming every night. So just some little things that we need to clean up again.
You know, obviously the kill struggle this year, but what do you think was going well on that 3-minute kind of kill at the start of the third period there?
Well, the kill was good last weekend.
Yeah.
We were getting in shot lanes. We were aggressive. And when they did get their opportunities, Caron was there. So that's what you need. If you're going to be an aggressive penalty killer, you're going to give us some chances. And Caron stood tall for us.
What do you think was the key to kind of turning the tide in the third after a tough end of the second, not letting it snowball with the major?
I think our guys, I think they talk on their own between periods, and I think they had a pretty good understanding of we let the game get away from us there. Having a 3-1 lead, you know, late in the period, you just can't let teams back into a game. That's another thing we got to learn from. So I think they were really determined in the third to get the job done, killing the penalty, and then find a way to win a hockey game on the road. So we did that.
You mentioned the major. BU already leads the league in penalty minutes. Just, what does the team need to do to cut those out, discipline-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could talk about this till I'm blue in the face. It's 9 majors. I get it. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I mean, that's, I think, our second or third face mask. So, yeah, we have to stop.
When we talked to you after the Yale game, you said you still trying to find its identity. Do you feel like, I know it's only been a couple of games, do you feel like you've sort of gotten a sense of what that identity is in these last couple of wins?
Yes, we're getting there. We're getting there as a team. And it's just being able to do it shift after shift. And we're still not there yet. That's what we need. We just have to play the same way. Like, we have a lot of depth up front where, you know, it's, if our guys and all four of our lines are playing the right way, we're a good hockey team. So it's something we have to continue to do.
What would you say the identity is that you're sort of finding?
Well, for us, it's always about, you know, transitioning fast and playing hard. Like that's part of our when we compete hard and we're on the puck and we're playing fast, that's when we're at our best. We still haven't completely found it, but we're getting there.
Do you think having, you know, the same lines 3 games in a row allows you to play faster as a team?
Yes, it's helping us. It's helping us. I still don't think we've had all the lines going together yet.
Yeah.
Like one night, one line was really going last Friday night. One was really going Saturday. One was really going tonight. So we haven't had the consistency. We have with the lines staying the same, this consistency in the last 3 games, but them all playing the right way and together has not happened yet.
What line did you like tonight, especially?
I really liked the Bednarik line tonight.
Yeah.
I thought they were excellent defensively. You know, they tried to get them out there against their top line. I thought they were really good tonight. I thought the green line was really good tonight as well, too. Both of those two lines played well tonight.
Take two more. Early in the season, you mentioned how it starts with the leadership group. Just 4 goals from captains today. What's it like seeing there before?
Yeah, I think it says a lot about those guys as leaders. They know how important it is that we got off to a good start in the second half. I think all of us were pretty down after the Yale game, where we were at as a team. And those guys are taking it upon themselves to just do things the right way. I think early on for those guys, they maybe were putting too much pressure on themselves, and that's hard to do, carrying the weight of the team on their shoulders because we were struggling. They felt responsible. And I think now they're just trying to go out there and lead by example, so everyone just kind of follows along. And we're getting there, and it's a credit to those guys. They really care.
Last one.
I guess, like, you guys lead Hockey East now after UConn lost. I mean, I'm sorry, Maine lost to UConn today. How do you kind of balance, like, you're a little disappointed with, like, the consistency, but also knowing that you've won three in a row now and you made the conference? Like, how do you balance just evaluating those two things?
Yeah, we right now, as a team, since we started the second half, we have the mindset that we're just going one day at a time. We're not looking at standings. We're just looking at the day in front of us, whether it's a practice day or a game day, and that's what we're trying to do. And if we do that, we'll be fine.